Well, I was trying to figure out what to preach about, be like, because it's a small reflection, and I'm like, it has to be for the Pathfinders, but it also has to be for the church. And the one thing I like is that I guess the Spirit told us to talk about this, because what I have prepared is similar to the children's story, which is a double blessing. So we're going to start off with a question that I have for everyone. What's the purpose of the club as a Pathfinder? And what's the purpose of a church? Most importantly, what's our purpose as individuals? What do we want to achieve in this world? Think about it. Does someone know? A hint is that you can see it in the pledge, on the law, in the songs that we sang. If we don't know, I do ask for us to go to Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, where we will see what God wants for us to do in this world. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So, our goal in this life is to go preach the word to others, to make spiritual fruits, but for that we need God's help. Our guidance should be the Bible. Every time we read, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. Because, like the story said, we can read and maybe understand, but there's a difference between understanding and doing. So, let's picture this. Picture an apple tree. The apples grow from trees. And as we're going to discuss, let's say that the tree, the trunk, is God. The branch, we are the branch. If the branch cuts off, what happens? Can it still grow apples? Why? Because it's detached, okay? It doesn't have the life. Now, if we're the branch and we fall off and we just don't ask for God's guidance, we won't be able to grow. We stop. If we think that us humans can do things without God's guidance, we are in the wrong. Maybe we can grow as individually, but we also need to grow as a church. So, unity is something very essential. And how many of you think that you guys are special? Come on, raise your hand if you think you're special. Okay, how many of you believe that God has given you talents? Okay, good, a good amount. So, God has this wonderful thing that he understands us because he created us. So he will speak to us in different languages so we can understand it. Maybe we will learn or we understand by reading. Sometimes we learn by hearing or doing things. You see, we all learn differently. So God is like, okay, I want for this person to understand that I'm trying to speak to them. But maybe we think we hear God, but it's like, are we listening to him? There's always that difference. We need to pay attention and open our eyes, open our heart to him. We all have different talents, and that's because God has given it to us with a purpose. Now, the question is, what are we doing with those talents? What's the impact that we're doing to the church, to our youth, to our kids? Everything we do must be for God. So there's a chapter that talks about the human body and compares it. And I'm going to ask you guys now to join me to 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 31. We will not read all verses, just some specific. But that whole section talks about the unity and diversity in one body. So it's 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 31. But we will be reading from verses 12 to 14, and then I will inform you guys. So, verse 12 says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. That one member, that one body, the many is all of us." Okay, we need to work as a group. Now, if we go on to verse 18, it says, "But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased." As mentioned, we all have talents. Maybe someone can preach, someone can sing, someone may be able to like play an instrument, or someone has just that ability to connect with others. And maybe someone, that's their weakness. Let's say I may be up here, but I wouldn't say preaching is my talent. I would say that maybe singing is my talent, because that's something I've done since I was little, you see. But if we all put our talents, if we all pitch in, that would be greatness. We could make a change. And that's our goal, to make a change in this world. Now, verses 24 to 27, "But our presentable parts have no need, but God composed a body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. But there should be no schemes in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, and the member suffers with it, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." Maybe we don't really see ourselves as a team player, and that's okay. It takes a while. But think about it like this. When you're at school, your goal is to accomplish getting good grades, right? So you study and you study, you prepare yourself. When you do group projects, you need to work with others, okay? And it's a whole thing, because you're like, I wanna get an A, but if my partner doesn't do this, then it's gonna affect me, okay? Now, in our spiritual life, it's, okay, I may be reading the Bible, but I may be doing my devotional, and this, I may be preaching to others, but am I doing it for the right reasons? During the club, as they mentioned while they were passing what they're going to be learning in each class, the club is a step to help our youth get closer to God. It's made for a language that they can understand. So during the club, adventurers, pathfinders, master guides, they will learn on that how to find refuge in God, how to be a better Christian, how to enjoy nature, because sometimes we're just stuck in the city. At least where I come from, in my part of the area, it's buildings and buildings. Now out here, you can see more nature, which is really nice and something that's rare. They will also learn new skills. They will learn about teamwork, adventures, meet and cultivate great friendships, knowledge about discipline and coordination, and learn about kindness and helping those in need. So, Psalms 133, verse 1, which is our next verse, is titled "Blessed Unity of the People of God." Psalms 133, verse 1. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Unity. If we all, like I mentioned, pitch in, we can help the youth, we can help our kids, even we can help ourselves, adults, because we don't know everything. Maybe someone has more knowledge than we do. Maybe they understand something better. And we can be that resource that others need. Our job, like it was mentioned in Matthew and in the laws, it's we have that responsibility to go out there and preach about God. If we want for God to come and take us with him, we need to do his job. He's just waiting on it. And starting to close it off, in John 15:4, which was our scripture reading, we read, John 15:4. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We have the responsibility to shine and show God's love to others in a divided world. Maybe we probably seen the news. This world is not something we want our kids to be part of, but it's the world that we're in. But if we shine, if we teach our kids the love of God, they will be able to reflect that to their friends at school. And same thing with us, we can reflect that to our people at work, okay? Our actions speak louder than our words, okay? People see that. That's our testimony. That's how we're preaching to others about God. So, pathfinders, adults, let's allow God to be in our lives and transform us and use us for his ministry and letting others know about him. That should be our goal. And like the story said, we need to be soldiers of God. We need to let him control us and use us. Let's give God our talents and put them in prayer for him to tell us how he wants for us to use it. Well, this was my small little reflection. I hope that we put it in practice, we keep it in mind so that we may let God be the main center of our lives.